Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Blaine Widmer about his 4x4x48 challenge for Hospice of Washington County. If you would just go ahead and introduce yourself and then tell me what we will be talking about today.
Yeah, my name is Blaine Widmer. I live here in Washington, and this weekend, start Thursday, August 17th, I'm going to be doing the 4x4x48 challenge, which means that I'll be running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 total hours, which means 48 total miles.
Which to me sounds like a feat that I would never, ever, ever be capable of doing. Personally, and I saw that you were doing it as a challenge for Hospice of Washington County. Why did you pick that organization to do this challenge for?
Well, it was an easy choice for me. Hospice, you know, they do so much great work for so many people, not just in Washington, but the surrounding areas as well. And they do so much great work, and the fact that they don't provide a bill to any of their clients. They come in, they're so gracious with their time, they're so comforting, both to their patients and to their families. They just do a great job, and I just wanted to do something to help them reach more people in the future.
Yeah, very cool. Is this the first time you've done a 4x4x48 challenge?
Yes, this will be the first time I've done this.
Okay, and how did you hear about this, or have you heard of other people doing it before?
I believe there might even be some people in Washington that have done it. I'm not sure, but I heard about it online. The originator of it was a man named David Goggins. He's a former Navy SEAL and started running ultramarathons. And he's kind of the one that came up with the challenge, and I'd heard about it and wanted to try it and figured that now would be a great time to do it.
Yeah, awesome. So what kind of training goes into this then?
Well, there's obviously, you know, you need to be in shape for running. Running is one of the things that I love to do. I usually run between 40 and 50 miles a week to just for my own staying in shape. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of extra work as far as running wise, besides just being in shape. I think the hardest part for me is going to be not sleeping for more than 3 hours at a time. So then you can't really train for that with a full-time job and a three-year-old at home, but trying to do a little bit more adjustment to lack of sleep and running and that sort of thing.
Yes. Well, I think the three-year-old might have helped kind of build that up for you maybe just a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. So, and I saw online that there's a sign-up sheet if people want to maybe run with you or bike next to you. Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. I would love to have anyone and everyone that wants to join me. There's a sign-up sheet online for all of the time slots. There is by no means a cap on how many people can join per time slot. You know, if we have 50 people doing one and 0 people doing another, that's totally fine. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands that there's no speed requirement either. You know, the goal of this is not to get the runs done at a super fast pace. It's just to get them done once every 4 hours. So if you would like to join me and you are afraid of not being able to run a certain pace, that is more than okay. We will run at the pace that the people that are nice enough to join me would like to run.
Okay, good. So that's good. So if somebody wants to just join for one time slot, then there's no or predetermined pace.
Nope. We're going to take this nice and easy. The goal is not to set any speed records. It's to get the 48 miles done with.
Very good. And then I also saw that there is an option for people that don't necessarily want to run, but maybe would like to donate for that as well.
Yeah, so you can send a check or cash, of course, to Hospice here in Washington. And then they also have a Venmo account, and their Venmo is Hospice Wash Co., HospiceWashco. Again, that's Hospice Wash Co., all one word. And if you'd like to donate via Venmo, just do it electronically, nice and easy, you can do so.
Very good. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? I know you're probably getting in the mindset of just tackling this challenge, but anything else you'd like to add about it?
No, I would just like to say thank you to the community for all the support. I'd also want to plug that Hospice will be having a 5K run as a benefit next month. I believe that's September 16th. So anyone and everyone that wants to go out and support Hospice, I would encourage you to sign up and participate in that 5K as well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Blaine.
Thank you, Jenny.
That was Blaine Widmer joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about his 4x4x48 challenge for Hospice of Washington County. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.